We're all citizens of our states and then in the Union of States, by proxy, citizens of the United States. Whether we like it or not, the American government destroys property, makes human life miserable, if not impossible, in places all around the world, performs assassinations on people, that it has no jurisdiction and no justification to do, forces the regime change of entire countries' political apparatus for the benefit of military profiteering, aids and abets the war crimes against millions of people in places like Libya, parts of Africa, and still going on today in Yemen. All of this death, all of this mayhem, all of this destruction, all of the refugees that it creates are all created on money that does not exist. Your average MAGA flag waver wants a tax cut. Oh, crimey and overtaxed frickin' river. But while you're waving your MAGA flag and you're putting your hand over your heart when the national anthem is sung coming a Sunday at the stupid bowl, you offer up your pound of flesh for your precious military-industrial complex empire. You know, if you want to have all of this military hardware, well then, you bellicose maniacs that want to bomb the rest of the world into submission, why don't you pay for it? Yeah, I have an idea. Why don't you volunteer to pay for it? It'll only probably cost 75-80% of everything that you make. But hey, that's a look. Look at the bright side. You get to wave your flag, buddy. We Star Spangled Awesome. The $716 billion figure for 2019 would cover the Pentagon's annual budget, as well as spending on ongoing wars and the maintenance of the U.S. nuclear arsenal. Again, they're retooling the nuclear arsenal to do what? Make it so that it's usable. That's the Trump administration's words. Usable. If you're going to detonate a nuclear device, you cannot limit the damage done to a military target. You're going to be enlisting in the murder of non-combatants. Now, St. Augustine isn't alive anymore to define just war theory, and no one else wants to tackle it, so I've dabbled in it from time to time. If you don't take that into consideration as you're planning to do this, or if you did take it into consideration and you decided that it's worth the risk, then you're participating in the murder and the taking of human life. It's innocent. Oh, but you're going to go to a pro-life rally, aren't you, with your MAGA hat on and your American flag and talk about our star-spangled awesome arsenal. This is the disconnect that people don't get. And they're never going to get it because they're not hearing it from the pulpit. They're not hearing their religious leaders talk about just war. Instead, on Sundays at holy masses across the United States, parishioners are told to get on their knees and to thank heaven for the star-spangled American military that's defending their freedom all across the world. Defending it from what? What are they defending it from? You don't have the... Here, can you come defend my freedom to not bake cakes for sodomites that want to get, quote, married, close quote? How about defending that freedom? Why don't you make a National Guard enclave around a bakery? Then again, folks, I talk about this, and I've been talking about it for over a decade, and it hasn't mattered a hill of beans. As I said when I started this, I don't even know why I bother anymore. What's the point? The proposed budget would be a 13% increase over 2017, when the United States spent about $634 billion on defense. In the absence of a budget, spending continues at 2017 levels. Now, run that through your processor for just a moment. even if they don't pass a, quote, budget, close quote, they'll do this monstrosity, this cop-out called continuing resolution. What does that do? Well, it just means that however much we spent to bomb the third world into submission last year, however much we spent to keep 9 million people whose occupations rely on that $700 billion spending to keep them rich, opulent, fat, and happy, you're not going to get a raise, so you're not going to be able to move from your 9,000-square-foot house in Stafford, Virginia, to an 11,000-square-foot house as a defense analyst for Boeing, but hey, well, that's just not right. I'm not suffering through that, they yelp.